Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
The Gaza political divide at home. I'm Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Welcome into Thursday, July 4. Glad you could spend your Independence Day with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
U.S. support for Israel's war effort and the humanitarian crisis are splitting American families ahead of the November election.
Americans taking on debt in the name of beauty.
The best way to avoid scams requires discipline.
And the fake meat industry turns to competitive eater Joey Chestnut.
The guy who is the most famous hot dog eater in the world, and we're talking beef hot dogs that he eats at the Nathan's event, is now essentially saying, I'm on board with plant-based hot dogs.
Charles Passy at Market Watch on plant-based foods turning to a carnivore for marketing help. Well, President Biden's decision to continue sending weapons and other military aid to Israel, despite the high civilian death toll in Gaza and dire conditions on the ground, including widespread starvation, has triggered nationwide protests, as you know, and angered several key Democratic constituencies. It's also dividing families over how they'll vote in November. Here's Sabrina Siddiqui, national politics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Sabrina, explain.
Well, what I was trying to do was capture the kind of debates that a lot of Democratic voters especially have been having across the country amid the Israel-Hamas war and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. And you have a lot of Democrats who are disappointed with President Biden's handling of that war, who feel that he hasn't done as much as he could to rein in Israel and its military offensive or to address the humanitarian catastrophe that has ensued in Gaza. This family is really a microcosm of that debate, not just assessing how Biden has approach the war, but what do they do with their anger and their frustration? Do they withhold their vote from President Biden in November as he's up for re-election? Or, you know, do they ultimately hold their nose even if they're really frustrated with his response and vote for him because they want to avert another Trump presidency? That's really what this family was debating and what I think a lot of Democrats, especially progressive and younger Democrats across the country, are debating as we speak.
Yeah. Is this family, especially the extended version of it, able to have civil discussions or is it emotional and heated?
It's emotional and heated, but they are very close. We had a husband and wife who are on the fence about supporting President Biden. They're in their, you know, mid to late 30s, millennials who fundamentally disapprove of how he's handled this war. They're parents of a young child. They're extremely concerned with the civilian casualties in Gaza, with the widespread starvation there, and they believe that Biden's decision to continue and send weapons and other military aid to Israel has essentially enabled the conditions on the ground in Gaza. The husband's dad, who said he just thinks Biden has disqualified himself from the presidency. He thinks this is at odds with everything that Biden preaches about human rights and democracy. And he voted for Biden in 2020. The father, he's not voting for him this time around, the husband's father. Then you have the wife's father, who is also a lifelong Democrat, who says, look, I don't love the way he's approached this war, President Biden, but there's nothing that scares this voter more, this dad on the other end of the spectrum, than another Trump presidency. And so he's saying, look, we may well be frustrated with how he's handled the war, but on most issues that Democrats care about, he, you know, he's delivered, or certainly what they don't want is another Trump presidency. So that's the kind of debate they've been having. And they said, look, there's been shouting matches at Thanksgiving. They talk about it almost every time they meet. Right now they're agreeing to disagree on what to do about it in November. But again, I think it's many families. And you see it, by the way, within Jewish families as well. We've interviewed Jewish voters at the Wall Street Journal, where younger generations, certainly a lot of younger Jewish Americans, have a very different view of this conflict than maybe their parents or their grandparents. They're locked in a lot of these same debates. It's not unique, I think, to any one community. And that's what I think is going to be so interesting. How does it all play out in the actual November election?
We're speaking with Sabrina Siddiqui, national politics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. The piece is called One Family Was All In on Biden. Now they're divided over Gaza. So for those who are opposed to what Israel is doing now, do they see a solution here? Do they want Israel just to stop, pull out, call it a day, and I guess leave the risk that Hamas reorganizes and tries again at another terror attack?
Well, I think that's one of the fundamental issues here, right, is what does a ceasefire deal look like?
Yeah.
And you had President Biden lay out what was a previously non-public Israeli proposal, so he said last week, that offers a ceasefire in exchange for the release of the hostages who are still being held by Hamas, some of whom are no longer alive, some of whom are living, and then, you know, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners who've been held by Israel, and then, you know, withdrawal of Israeli troops, but from populated areas of Gaza. But again, you know, that's where the big disagreement is between the White House and President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is what happens after the war. Israel says that there's no way they can accept a future in which Hamas still governs Gaza. At the same time, they have not degraded Hamas's capabilities enough, I think, to enable a complete surrender of Hamas from happening. So I think that's the White House is at this point, I think, taking a more realistic view that they believe that there just needs to be a ceasefire in place and then a longer path towards some kind of peace process that will then dictate what the future of Gaza looks like, and frankly, what the future of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict looks like.
Yeah. I guess pointing just toward the election, is there a belief that Democrats ultimately will come home here, or at this point does it seem like it's a maybe?
I think what we have to keep in mind is that this is not the top issue for Democrats or American voters writ large. The economy, inflation, abortion and reproductive rights, there are a lot of issues that immigration, there are a lot of other issues that rank higher for American voters generally and for Democratic voters as well. But having said that, this is an issue that animates a lot of key Democratic constituencies, like young voters. We mentioned Gen Z as well as some millennials, as well as communities of color, black voters, Arab American and or Muslim American voters, base voters who Biden needs to turn out. And it's not that they will necessarily be voting single-handedly on this issue or not voting on this issue. It's that when you have very close battleground races, right? I went to Pittsburgh. President Biden carried Pennsylvania by about a percentage point in 2020. It was very, he narrowly carried that state. It also carries, 19 electoral college votes. It's a must-win state for Biden. When you look at Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, if even a small percentage of voters say this is their top issue and that they either won't vote because of it or they're going to vote third party because of it, that's a problem for President Biden, is that he can't afford to lose votes, even if it's a small few, in these closely contested swing states. And that's where I think a lot of people think this war could have an impact. Not so much in, deciding the entire election or being the driving issue behind the election, but being one of many factors that affects Biden's ability to put together the kind of coalition that helped him win the White House in 2020.
Thanks, Sabrina. Sabrina Siddiqui, national politics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, volunteering at election polling sites. The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at dell.com/deals.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Behind the headlines, above the noise, you're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending part of your holiday with us. For 2 days recently, veteran journalist Deborah Barfield Berry at USA Today joined the ranks of thousands of poll workers across the country who help run elections in their communities. She says she has a whole new appreciation now for poll workers. Deborah, first there was the training.
Mandatory for everyone, depending on what your role is or will be. You go through either 4 hours, or if you're going to be a supervisor, it's 2 or 3 days. It's been much more intense. But for me, I signed up as a ballot clerk, and that meant 4 hours of training in a classroom somewhere in D.C. And it literally was like being in the classroom. So you sat there for 4 hours, watched the videos, instructors explained in detail what you have to do, what time you have to show up, why you have to do it, and actually had you practice it as well with some of your classmates. So it was pretty intense, but it was very thorough.
Wow.
Very thorough.
We're speaking with Deborah Barfield Berry, national correspondent at USA Today. Her piece is called My Stint as a Poll Worker. What behind the scenes, I guess, stood out or surprised you, or you know, something that caught your attention that you didn't know?
Well, you know, I've interviewed many poll workers over the years, and we just talk in general about what it's like. But it's different to be in the room doing the work. Everything from showing up early, from seeing how coordinated it is, from the details. I mean, all the details, from having the machine has to be set up at a certain time, having the text come in, open them, and make sure everything is valid, verified, and working. From watching the poll workers come in, sign in, get their spots, and be literally ready and geared up for voters. It just so happens we're doing, I was part of the early voting period, so it's a June primary. So it's been slower, they say, they tell me, than it normally is. But just to be able to greet voters, talk to them, learn the process, watch them, make sure they are doing it right, make sure you're doing it right. There's a lot more that goes into it than I think when I've gone and every time I voted and walked out.
Did you experience anybody who was irate because of, some paperwork error or, you know, they weren't listed in the books or whatever the terminology is?
No. I don't know if it was the moment or because it was slower, especially as, you know, it's early voting. So the folks who are coming in, you assume or think that they really want to be there.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, excited about being there one way or another. I didn't see any problems in that way at all. There were some challenges. I think I was on the registration table, so that was a little different. I think they might have faced more challenges than we did on our end. But whenever I saw some people over there along the line or waiting, the site coordinator would go over, they do some talking, maneuvering, whatever, and before you know it, that person had the option to vote. Because even if they couldn't do it the traditional way, there were provisional ballots, too, which meant, I think you already know, you can vote that moment,
okay.
And then they would check your work, check it later on to make sure that it was valid.
As you were observing here, or even going through training, did you notice any opportunities for like scammers or fraud, or is it pretty buttoned up?
Based on what I could tell, and again, they didn't even know I was a reporter, right?
Okay.
The people in the room, or the people even in the polling site, they didn't know that until later on when I said something or took a picture, something to let them know that they were talking to a reporter, just to be, you know, upfront and transparent. But the front end of it, they did not know I was a reporter. I was a poll worker, and still am. So, no, I mean, the like I said, the classroom setting and session was pretty tight and thorough. They talked about everything from cybersecurity. They talked about all those kind of threats to be, you know, on guard for. They talked about poll watchers and observers who could be in the polling site, to be mindful of them, to be respectful of them, to follow the rules.
Okay.
So that part was clear. And then on top of that one, actually a month earlier, I had gone to what's called the Logistics and Accuracy. I'm not sure I'm saying the name right, but it was basically a session where the public, anybody, could go and watch them check the machines. These technicians were sitting in this big old room.
Oh, interesting.
Literally would check each machine one by one. You, as an observer, stands behind these ropes and you watch them.
Hmm.
So I did that for like an hour or two. They did it all day.
Yeah.
But you watch them check each machine and how they do it, and they explaining why they did it.
Thanks, Deborah. Deborah Barfield Berry, reporter at USA Today. Coming up next, spending big on beauty.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Thanks for spending part of your Independence Day with us. A new survey finds Americans are going into debt in the name of beauty. Here's this morning's Nicole Murray.
So how much do we spend on beauty in 2024? Here to discuss, Kimberly Palmer, personal finance expert at Nerd Wallet. So how are people paying for these beauty purchases? Let's start there.
Yes, it's pretty shocking, first of all, how pervasive buying beauty products is. So whether we're talking about products, services, procedures, about 75% of Americans say they make these beauty-related purchases. And while most people use cash, we did find that 15% pay with a credit card that they don't pay off by the due date, so that means interest is accruing. And then 9% use buy now, pay later services, which basically means you're breaking up your payment into installments. And so there are a lot of things to think about in terms of your budget whenever you're taking on that extra debt.
It seems like spending has ramped up this year. What has exacerbated this added spending?
It really has gone up, and a big piece of that is social media. We found that about 75% of the people we talked to said that they think social media is increasing beauty spending. We're just seeing so much online, different options in terms of products and services, and it often inspires spending. And then people also see this beauty spending as almost an investment, because some people think that investing in these kinds of products actually helps them at work. And so there's a lot of factors at play here that's contributing to the fact that people are spending more.
Wow. What are people specifically spending on when we're talking about the beauty sector?
One of the most popular categories is skincare products. So that, of course, is everything from lotions, moisturizers, washes. Hair products are the next most popular category. And then cosmetic purchases like makeup, nail salon treatments, hair salon treatments. It even includes things like dental procedures. So there's a whole lot of purchases going on across all of these categories.
Let's say someone is a little caught up in their spending and they want to cut back. Do you have any advice for them?
The most important thing to think about is really how much it is benefiting you and how much you're getting out of it. For a lot of people, spending on beauty, it just feels good. It's a form of self-care. It makes people feel more confident. The process itself is enjoyable, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So what you just want to think about is how it fits into your overall budget. And for a lot of people, it's helpful to think about 50% of your take-home pay going towards needs, 30% towards wants, and 20% towards debt payments and savings. And so beauty spending, of course, falls into that middle category of 30%. So you just want to make sure that whenever you're spending on a beauty product or service, it fits into that 30% of your take-home pay that you are also allotting to things like going out to eat and other luxuries, other things that aren't essential. And so you just want to think about that big picture of your budget.
That's this morning's Nicole Murray with personal finance expert Kimberly Palmer at NerdWallet. Coming up next, the best way to avoid scams.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at lauchslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersch, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Coming up this half hour, why heat can make us so cranky. Also, can a carnivore help the fake meat industry? And safety practices for your fireworks. We'll have that story in about 20 minutes. Well, the first rule of avoiding scam calls is to never answer unknown numbers. Are you curious, though? Maybe bored? Worried it's an emergency? Tech reporter Heather Kelly at the Washington Post says wait the extra minute it takes for the call to go to voicemail, then decide if it's legit. Heather, help us out.
For the past month, I've been getting like a weird call a day, and I follow all the rules, and I've got really good hygiene. So if I'm just getting this many, I can't imagine what people who are on the bigger targeted list are getting. Scammers are still calling people on the telephone because they know we're curious, we'll answer. Sometimes we'll talk to them, and then we'll fall for their tricks.
And I like a point you make in your story. Don't try to outsmart them or be funny, right? They're prepared for all that.
They are, and I think because we give this advice all the time, like the regular stuff, and people are like, well, I know that, so I'll look out for that. Well, scammers know my advice, too, at this point. I'm not saying they have a Washington Post subscription, but maybe they do. So, yeah, they're always going to be one step ahead because they're not random people. They're a massive million, maybe billion-dollar industry, and it's their job to be ahead of you.
All right, so the phone number comes up. You're curious, but let's say you're particularly disciplined that day. You don't answer it. You Google it, though, but that's not always like a fail-safe, right?
I know, shocking that Google's not always reliable. Mm. A lot of scammers, and it might even be a different company, they're buying... They're making fake web pages, first of all, that look just like, let's say, an airline that you're trying to use. And you can go to that web page, it will look just like the original, and it will have a fake phone number on it. Or it's just like a phone number that pops up on Google because they have good SEO.
Explain sort of like that breakout you did in your piece about the anatomy of a scam call.
So I am a bad example of a person who shouldn't answer the phone because I literally answered my phone. And I thought, you know what, this is actually pretty convincing. And I ended up talking to this person for longer than I should have. So I used my own scam call to point out some of their techniques and how they don't always fit with what we're looking for. One thing interesting was they weren't asking me for anything. I wasn't looking out for the ask. They weren't asking for money. They weren't asking for information. They were like, please call us back at this other number with this reference number. We're trying to give you important legal documents. And I kept asking, you know, them a lot of questions. And so they started ratcheting up the fear. And this is something you'll find is really common with scammers, is they're trying to incite panic and fear because that overrides some of our logic responses. And it makes us do, you know, makes us make bad decisions. And so I just sort of kept track of all this. And finally, I annoyed him and he hung up on me, which I considered a small victory. But again, we shouldn't be trying to outsmart the scammers.
We're speaking with Heather Kelly, tech reporter at the Washington Post. Her story is called Sick of Scams. Stop answering your phone. One way to help yourself, too, as you pointed out, is like there are settings within the settings of your phone where you can turn off or send directly to voicemail any unrecognized calls that are not in your contact list.
Yeah, and it shouldn't just be for you. I think scams are sort of a community problem, so you've got to look out for, you know, the people you know, the people you love. Which is to say, if there's somebody in your family that is more susceptible to scams, turn on these settings in their phone. Make it so that any calls that aren't from people saved in their address book go directly to voicemail. Put their text messages on the setting that's only showing known texters and not unknown texters. They vary from phone to phone, but they're pretty easy to find if you look up your phone settings.
Thanks, Heather. Heather Kelly, tech reporter at the Washington Post. Coming up next, why heat makes us cranky.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to 3. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real businesses are compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy Independence Day. Glad you could join us. Notice yourself getting crankier the hotter it gets. Research says people are more aggressive, don't sleep as well, and experience increased anxiety as temperatures rise. Analysis from Dr. Judith Orloff, psychiatrist on staff at UCLA and author of a book called The Genius of Empathy. Doctor, what should we know?
Well, I just want to say it's really natural to feel cranky, so to really take the pressure off yourself about that. But we function, human beings function, within a very narrow range of temperature. And whenever it gets too high or too low, our moods change and our neurochemicals change. And so it's important to realize that when your temperature gets really hot, if it goes up to 104, 105, and if people come into the emergency room, that's getting near your survival. That's challenging your survival. So temperature plays an important role in our mood and our physical well-being.
So what purpose, I guess, does getting crankier serve to our bodies? Is it like some sort of release, or is that thinking about it too much?
It's a natural feeling, but from my point of view, it's a chance to have empathy for yourself and other people and bring everybody together. You could say to somebody, it's so hot, isn't it? You know, so that will bond you together as opposed to snapping at them or judging them or cutting them off in traffic. You can use this as an opportunity or anything as an opportunity to show empathy with yourself and others. And so it's important that if you try that, experiment with it. Yeah, because your instinct might say, I'm just going to be cranky and that's it, as opposed to trying to bond together and have empathy for other people's crankiness. Or if they're cranky, don't snap back at them. Just say, oh, God, I know how easy it is to lose your cool in this heat.
These neurochemicals you mentioned, they come from the brain?
Yes, they come from the brain and the enteric nervous system, the GI tract. And what happens is when you show empathy, your serotonin goes up, all of the positive hormones go up when you show empathy. But when you snap and you're negative, then that creates stress hormones, which makes the heat even worse because you're having all these stress hormones soaring through your system, plus you're hot.
What are ways to deal with this?
Hydrate, for one thing. You know, just make sure you drink lots and lots of water. And if you're going to be around people, you know, take a break, go to the bathroom, splash some water on your face so that that helps to make you less cranky. You want to do everything to be less cranky and take care of yourself physically so you don't get crankier. The crankiness comes from getting dehydrated. And so you want to have your water with you. You want to splash water on your face. And you want to take care of yourself as best as possible during this time and not push it. Because a lot of people push it. And if they get stuck in traffic jams, something like that, have some water with you to calm yourself down. Because what people do is that they have road rage. I live in Los Angeles, and when it gets really hot here, people cut each other off, and it's, you know, a road rage situation a lot here. So you have to be careful of that because the heat can push you over the edge.
Thanks, Judith. Dr. Judith Orloff, psychiatrist at UCLA, and again, author of a book called The Genius of Empathy. Coming up next, the fake meat industry turns to a carnivore for marketing help.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are Mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
down the noise so you can get the facts. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Can a celebrated carnivore help the faux meat industry find its footing again? That's the question some are asking in light of the news that Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champion forever associated with Nathan's Famous's annual July 4th contest, has signed on as a celebrity endorser for Impossible Foods. That's the company that makes plant-based products. He won't be taking part in today's contest in Coney Island, New York. Here's Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Charles, what's up here?
Look at what's going on. The guy who is the most famous hot dog eater in the world, and we're talking beef hot dogs that he eats at the Nathan's event, is now essentially saying, I'm on board with plant-based hot dogs. And that could have some interesting reverberations for an industry that, frankly, has struggled. I mean, we all know that, you know, when we started hearing about the Impossible Burger some years ago, there was a lot of buzz about it, and everybody was excited. But, you know, frankly, plant-based meats or meat products have just not done well lately. And so this could be an interesting thing, you know, to have a guy who's associated with meat eating non-meat.
Yeah. Explain that, because you looked at the industry here when you say it's not done well lately.
Well, I mean, the numbers are really shocking. I mean, so, you know, sales of these, you know, kind of fake meat products, it was at about a $500 million level in 2020. It's off by 32% since then. It's now at about a $300 million level. And there seem to be two key factors that are going on why it's just not caught on with the American public. I mean, keep in mind, obviously, there's a certain segment that eats vegan or eats vegetarian that will, you know, always gravitate toward these products. What these products are trying to do is appeal to a larger segment. And the problems are basically twofold. One is these products are more expensive. Fake meat costs more than meat for the most part. And so, you know, you kind of like got to decide, do you want the six-pack of hot dogs for $6? Or for like $9, you know, I mean, it's kind of like that's the dilemma. Plus, frankly, especially in the hot dog category, people just don't like the taste and the texture of these things. So, I mean, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian and you want a hot dog, you don't really have much choice. But if these products are trying to appeal to a broader segment of the public, you know, with the idea that they're somewhat healthier in some cases, or so they claim, with the idea that, you know, we should be eating less meat in general for a variety of reasons. But if these things don't taste good, well, they're not going to have appeal. So, you know, putting Joey Chestnut's face, or at least attaching his name to one of these products, to one of the companies, maybe it could convince some people. I mean, the jury is still out on that.
Yeah. By the way, your use of the word frankly has not been lost on me. We're speaking with Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. His piece is called Can Hot Dog Eating Champ Joey Chestnut Save the Fake Meat Industry? Impossible Foods, the brand, is banking on it. So I guess, first of all, you got Chestnut on board now, and there's been lots of pushback online on social media on folks now saying, I'm never buying Nathan's again, which could, I guess, play into the hands of Impossible Meat what's the other one? Beyond Meat?
Beyond Meat, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, there's some of that backlash I think is just kind of, you know, instant backlash because the 4th of July event is such a revered event. So, yeah, I mean, could that boost them? I don't know about that. But I also want to put the flip side on this. You know, when I talk to marketing and branding folks, they said, you know, it's interesting to have a guy associated with meat, real meat, kind of promoting fake meat, but that might run the risk of offending the core audience for the plant-based products. You know, in other words, if you're a vegan and suddenly, you know, a guy who's known for eating 76 hot dogs in a 10-minute span and beef hot dogs is suddenly the face of that product, will that be a turnoff for vegans? And that's an interesting question. So, you know, there was definitely a sense that this could backfire. But, you know, all the plant-based meat companies are really taking a hard look at what they can do. Impossible Foods has rolled out a whole new marketing campaign. This is separate from Joey Chestnut. They rolled out a whole new marketing campaign. You know, you may have seen some of the ads on television or whatever, to try to get people excited about a category that, again, is frankly losing some steam.
Thanks, Charles. Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Coming up next, safety practices for July 4th.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi, Alcamico, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
We'll finish with this. On this 4th of July, the American Red Cross offers tips to help you and your loved ones stay safe during the holiday, especially regarding fireworks. It says the safest way to enjoy fireworks is to attend a public fireworks show put on by professionals. Many states outlaw most fireworks, so consider celebrating with glow sticks, noisemakers, or silly string instead. If you choose to set off fireworks at home, follow these safety steps. Number one, never give fireworks to small children and never throw or point a firework toward people, animals, vehicles, structures, or flammable materials. Number two, always follow the instructions on the packaging. Number three, keep a supply of water close by. Number four, make sure the person lighting fireworks always wears eye protection. Number five, light only one firework at a time and never attempt to relight a so-called dud. Number six, store fireworks in a cool, dry place away from children and pets. And number seven, never use fireworks around pets and keep pets indoors. That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Blue.
skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They say they have his back. About 24 Democrat governors who met with President Biden amid nagging questions about whether he should drop his bid for a second term.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. So far, at least two Democratic members of Congress are urging Mr. Biden to step aside, and about 24 more Democrat lawmakers may soon join them. Hurricane Beryl is roaring toward Mexico now after leaving destruction in Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean.
Hurricane Beryl weakened overnight but remains a Category 3 storm as it rumbles by south of the Cayman Islands with winds of 120 miles per hour.
Heavy rainfall, flooding, major hurricane force winds.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman. And then thinking farther downstream, Beryl is going to move towards the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and then across into the Gulf of Mexico and potentially threaten northeastern Mexico and south Texas.
The storm ripped off roofs in the Grenadines and jumbled fishing boats in Barbados before lashing Jamaica. I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of residents of Oroville, Northern California, spending this July 4th away from their homes, forced to evacuate by a raging wildfire. It's burning amid a punishing heat wave that's causing temperatures to soar.
The highest above average is the West Coast, so those temperatures in California and Oregon, some of those are running, 15, close to 20 degrees above average for the time of year.
The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard. The heat wave is intensifying not only in California, but across a wide swath of the West and beyond. An unnamed Israeli official telling the AP Prime Minister Netanyahu has decided to resume Gaza peace talks. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
A religious leader in India pledges cooperation with an investigation of a stampede at a religious festival left at least 121 people dead.
Speaking to the BBC, a lawyer for Narayan Sakha Hari denied accusations that security guards had triggered panic by pushing away devotees who had hoped to receive his blessing. The preacher has not been named in the initial police complaint. The Uttar Pradesh government said, in addition to the police investigation, a judicial inquiry would also help create a protocol to manage such future events and prevent the repeat of such an incident.
The BBC's embarrassment, Eddie Rajan. British voters picking a new government in a parliamentary election widely expected to bring the opposition Labour Party to power. Against a backdrop of economic malaise and distrust of government, the electorate delivering its verdict on Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party. Townhall.com. A leading Israeli analyst predicts an elusive Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar, will not stand for a political compromise to end the war in Gaza.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Lebanon's Hezbollah says it has launched more than 200 rockets at several military bases in Israel, retaliating for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. Today's attack was one of the largest in the months-long conflict along the Lebanon-Israel border. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C, Senor, a dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and today we are under the tutelage of our general manager.
America's veterans, which have preserved the freedom the founding generation gave us.
Hey, we're not actually here today. Remember, you can always find us in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Today's show, we're going to have a lot of highlights from our D-Day show, which was very, very well received and was wonderful to do. Please enjoy and thank so much for listening.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
June 6, 1944. General Dwight D. Eisenhower issuing the order of the day.
We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Everybody was scared because of the long life we figured we were going to have could be ended with one bullet or one bomb or one mine. People say, how did you get off that boat and go in on the beach? There was a job had to be done. Somebody had to do it. We did it. I've never seen as many dead men on the beaches that I've ever seen. You couldn't stop and help anybody because they kept hollering, get off the beach, get off the beach, and get set to go fire those guns.
Man, oh man, oh man, if you've ever seen Saving Private Ryan, the amount of confusion and chaos there at the beginning, along with the, I could just die at any second here.
And I'm watching men die around me, you know, right and left.
I can easily understand how people didn't want to talk about this, don't want to talk about this if you were there. Jeez.
Well, and those bits of audio are quite recent, and those fellas can barely get through the description of what happened 80 years later, which I think says everything you need to know.
Right.
And yet they persevered and won the decisive battle of the 20th century, which set totalitarianism on its heels and changed the history of the world. As we discussed with Mike Lyons last hour, if you didn't hear last hour, didn't get it, grab it via podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. But that was the beginning of a very long and bloody campaign, but it was the opening that the Allies needed so desperately to start that campaign to retake Europe.
For some reason, I was just thinking of the famous Patton quote of, the goal is not to die for your country, it's to make the other poor son of a bitch die for his country. And I was thinking about the variety of people that have had the level of bravery we were just discussing for really awful causes, like jihadism or whatever. But a lot of times it's not bravery, as you're seeing with Russia and Ukraine. Those Russian soldiers are running into certain death in some instances because they're going to get shot if they go the other direction. Our people, the Allies, the however many different countries that were involved in D-Day, and there's a lot, they were doing it willingly because they wanted to protect their country, their way of life, their family back home. They weren't doing it because they're going to be shot if they turn around right there.
Right, right. There is so much to say about D-Day. We've got some great audio for you, some comments from veterans who've reached out to us with their thoughts. Looking forward to getting to that. It's very, very basic history of the day. And Jack, you've taken in enormous amounts of information on D-Day. You ought to be teaching a class on it or something. But if you don't understand what it was the largest invasion force ever assembled on the planet. And they had one day to take the beach and establish a landing spot, or Ike was going to call the whole thing off and withdraw all the troops that he could. It was a one day we're either going to win or we have failed battle to secure those beaches. And thank God it succeeded at enormous, enormous cost.
And no plan B.
Correct. Yeah. Now, there's so much that can be said about the heroism and the sacrifice and the horror of the day and just the courage and just patriotism, not just Americans either. I always want to point out the Brits and the Canadians were there in the tens of thousands and showed incredible courage and patriotism and the rest of it as well. That's why alliances are so important. But having said that, just some of the numbers. On D-Day, there were 1.5 million U.S. soldiers in England. There were 287,000 personnel on board Allied ships on D-Day. 287,000. The number of Allied soldiers and paratroopers engaged in Normandy on that day was 156,000 plus.
That's a stunning number.
Practically an unimaginable force. 132,000 Allied soldiers landed on those beaches on June 6th. 25,000 Allied sailors were engaged in Operation Neptune, piloting those Higgins boats that you may be familiar with from either history books or Saving Private Ryan or what have you.
I mean, have you ever tried to get 40 people onto a couple of buses for a ski trip and, like, you know, organize stopping at the restaurant? I mean, it's just stunning to think about these numbers and what they were doing, and they all had to have food and water and guns and ammunition and the vehicles. It's just amazing.
There were 59,000 U.S. soldiers who landed on the beach on June 6th, 59,000. There were 73,000 British soldiers who landed on June 6th. There were 40,000 German soldiers in the landing area attempting to defend it. Boy, the numbers just go on and on. They're so interesting. There are 21,000 plus Canadian soldiers who disembarked at Juneau Beach while the Brits were disembarking at Gold Beach and Sword Beach. The U.S., of course, at Omaha Beach, famously.
Boy, as a percentage of population, 21,000 Canadians, that'd be a big chunk. God, what was the population of Canada in the 40s?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, you know, just as an aside, Canada and Britain
have been partially taken over, seized politically, culturally by certain forces that absolutely despise the values of the alliance on D-Day, whether it's the socialist Marxists or Islamists or whatever. And that troubles me a lot, partly because the blood and sacrifice and unity that we've had with those countries, especially through the decades and centuries, has been incredibly important. And so I feel like they're my brothers in a way. Anyway, back to the numbers because they're just astonishing. There were 200,000 beach obstacles installed by the Germans along the Atlantic Wall. There were also 200,000 Allied vehicles that landed in Normandy on June 6th. Back to Jack's getting 40 people on and off buses to have a meal. 200,000 vehicles, not to mention the tens of thousands of fighting men. The logistics of it, in an era without computers or email or cell phones or what have you, it's awe-inspiring in like every conceivable way.
Yeah, there's no texting your boss. Yeah, there's supposed to be 6 boats here and there are 8 and we don't know what to do. I mean, it just people had to figure it out on the fly. People ended up in places they weren't supposed to be and just had to make it work. Oh, my God.
Yeah, adapt and overcome. Yeah. Exactly. And I look at this, again, as I said to Mike Lyons, not to shame our generation or the current generation or kids these days or anything like that. I think that's the wrong way to look at it. Look at the other side of the coin. Look at it as an example of, wait a minute, that sort of thing can be accomplished? Maybe I'm a little defeatist in my life. Maybe I give up a little too quickly. Whatever happened to that sort of patriotism? Why were people so willing to sacrifice for the cause of defeating totalitarianism? How terrible is totalitarianism? I think it's a great opportunity for people to learn and be better Americans, especially.
The cultural difference then to now, and it should be studied more. Here's an example. Our friend Tim Sandifer turned me on to the, here's something you weren't expecting today. Here's, you know, talk about what's on your bingo card. Tim Sandifer turned me on to, he said it was the best book he read last year, so I've been listening to the audiobook. Sammy Davis Jr., Yes I Can. It's the autobiography of, if you're younger, you don't even know who that is, one of the Rat Packers, Sammy Davis Jr., who is with Sinatra and Dean Martin and those in Vegas and, you know, the heydays of the 50s and 60s and that sort of stuff. Anyway, Sammy Davis Jr. grew up crazy dirt poor, black, horrifying racism. And I was listening just the other day to the chapter where he is, it's like 18 years old at the time, on Pearl Harbor Day. So they get the word, listening to the radio, that the Japanese have attacked the United States of America. And Sammy Davis Jr. and his uncles got in their cars and ran down to the enlistment office that afternoon to join the military to fight for the United States. And I thought, culturally, wow, how different is that? I don't even know where to start.
That's such a great thing to bring up and a great question that people would have. Wait a minute, why did they do that, given all the racism and the rest of it? You know, my very, very brief answer is that the idea that the United States is the most racist country on earth is so surpassingly idiotic and ignorant, I can barely spend the breath to refute it. It's like somebody claiming cows can fly. I'm like, but that it's a widespread attitude, so I guess it's worth the time. Number one, racism exists in virtually every culture on earth. It's terrible and it's awful and we're working to erase it, but there it is. And I think, and I haven't read the book, but what I have heard from a lot of the civil rights leaders and common people of that era was that, and Martin Luther King, you know, brought this home so eloquently, y'all have stated certain principles in the founding documents, especially about all men being created equal. All we're asking is you live up to your own stated principles, which is one of the most powerful moral arguments ever made in the history of mankind. And it was irresistible morally and logically. And I think there was probably an optimism that, hey, we live in a place that says we're trying to do this. Now, we've failed so far, but at least we say we're trying. I mean, that's all I can come up with.
I hate to bring my infamous cynicism into today too much on June 6th, but, you know, we get attacked by another country. Do we have a whole bunch of people, as they hear the news, where's the closest enlistment office I'm going to go join? Or are they marching on our campuses to make sure we don't punish the other side too much because we're evil?
I don't think that's cynicism. I think that's an incredibly important question.
Just watching the evening news.
Yeah, well, I have so much to say on that, and we need to take a break. But, yeah, that's like the project of the rest of my life, trying to fight against the extent to which the United States, especially in the West, has been undermined by those who would see us crumble. Those attitudes you see reflected in the kids on the college campuses, that's not an accident. That didn't happen organically. That's people who despise the West and our principles trying to bring us down.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Suffer from anxiety, depression, or PTSD? An increasing number of Americans do, even as Big Pharma touts the effectiveness of drugs that work as long as you keep taking them and suffering. Introducing Vibe, a revolutionary device that's smaller than your smartphone and uses pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe. Eye-opening study data, hope, and vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to PureTalk to save money. With plans starting at $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and tons of data, it's a no-brainer. Over the last few weeks, PureTalk has reported a surge of new customers signing up in order to support a charity near and dear to their hearts, America's Warrior Partnership, who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. These customers have chosen to step away from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to switch to PureTalk because they want to do business with companies who share their values. And that's why PureTalk has decided to extend their support for AWP through Independence Day weekend. Switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with PureTalk before the 4th of July weekend, and you'll be helping support veterans in need all across the country. Just dial #250 and say keyword PureTalk, and you'll be connected to PureTalk's U.S. customer service team. That's #250 and say keyword PureTalk.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Monday, June 5th, 1944. The evil Hitler's Third Reich was devastating the world.
The Hitler's Third Reich? Was that Hitler's side project?
I didn't even get that word out of there, so I didn't know what. Do I need to hear that again?
Yes.
The hour had nearly come. Monday, June 5th, 1944. The evil Hitler's Third Reich was devastating the world.
Well, keep in mind that that man, Joe Biden, President of the United States, was a sitting U.S. Senator on the 30th anniversary of D-Day. And this is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. That's amazing.
Well, he was alive on D-Day.
Right. He was a senator, though, on the 30th. That's how long? That's amazing.
You know, granted, there is a little echo going on there, but I'm not familiar with the Hitler's Third Reich, and I've studied this my entire life.
I think.
I can tell you about the brown shirts and the Schutzstaffe and anything you want to know, but I don't know the Hitler's Third Reich.
I don't think the words came out the way he meant.
Oh, okay. Boy, his next term, it's going to be really hard to understand him. Said somebody with no grasp of reality. How can people be running around with a straight face talking about him serving another term? Well, I was going to say they're insane or they're covering up the fact that they're just keeping their secret plan secret until it's time to switch horses.
Did you want to play more Joe Biden, or can I get into my analysis of his speech?
There's little point in playing more Joe Biden.
Okay, so my analysis is this, and again, I got to work really hard not to be too cynical on an important day where we should just be in awe of what happened, but the president giving a speech that is designed at least somewhat to rally the world to understand the importance of fighting evil and everything like that. Okay, well then let the Ukrainians shoot into Russia. Give them the stuff they want. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, he talks like Churchill and behaves like Chamberlain.
Quit telling Israel no, they can't. While you give the speeches about standing up to evil.
Yeah, well, I agree completely.
Does that lost on him?
Yes. In short, the D-Day operation of June 6, 1944 brought together the land, air, and sea forces of the Allied armies in what became known as the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The invasion force included 7,000 ships and landing craft manned by over 195,000 naval personnel from 8 Allied countries. Almost 133,000 men from the UK, the US, and our allies landed on D-Day. Casualties from these countries during the landing, just during the landing on that day, numbered over 10,000. Well, and by June 30th, over 850,000 men, 150,000 vehicles, and too many tons of supplies to count had landed on the Normandy shores. Less than a year later, German General Alfred Jodl signed an unconditional surrender at Reims, France.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here, and as you all know, for Joe and I, our dogs are among our favorite family members.
And we're excited to start adding Dinovite, a 3-in-1 daily supplement, to their food.
Dinovite is so confident that you will see results, they will let you try it for free so you have nothing to lose.
Just go to Dinovite.com/radio to try Dinovite for free. That's Dinovite.com/radio. Dinovite.com/radio.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to Defend...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Stiefel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we are talking a great deal about D-Day. Looking at the history, the sacrifice, the courage, the logistics, what it says about that era, how it reflects on the modern era, just every aspect of it. Hope you enjoy it as much as we do. Got a couple of pieces of audio here for you that I think are amazing and moving in their own way. The first being General Eisenhower's address to the troops, which they got just before the invasion began, or as it was beginning. And then the second bit of audio is contemporaneous radio news on June 6th, when all they had were rumors and recently translated reports from German media that the invasion had begun. Really interesting. So to begin, here's General Eisenhower.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Couple of thoughts. First, the sentiments General Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander, was expressing there about freedom-loving people and the need to fight and sacrifice all to preserve that, that's not quaint or stupid or outdated. We're bombarded with people and institutions in the current day who try to tell you those principles are, and they try to tell you this is an evil country. They undermine the heroes of the American founding, try to turn them from heroes into villains just because they were human beings or lived when they lived. Resist that. Don't go along with that crowd. That crowd is wrong, number one. They're corrosive and they're cynical. And if the world listens to them, we'll have to have another D-Day. Fight in every way you possibly can to preserve liberty and the Western American world order.
Yeah, that fits in with what I was criticizing about the president's speech today as he commemorated D-Day there on the beach there in France. And I heard George Will of the Washington Post talking about this the other day, that if we don't stop Russia from winning, they are going to attack a country where we do end up with American soldiers fighting. So like you were saying, you try to avoid allowing things getting out so out of hand that you have to have a D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sacrifice like this to defeat other countries. And that's what bothers me about Joe Biden giving the, this is so important to stand up to evil. Well, okay, we got something going on right now, and you're really, really hesitant to stand up to it.
I want to quote the Wall Street Journal editorial board briefly. They have a piece out today on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The U.S. has hardly been immune from complacent illusions about a peaceable international community. The Obama and Biden administrations recklessly expanded social and welfare spending while shrinking the military. Mr. Biden has proposed 4 years in a row of declining defense budgets after inflation. The emergent isolationist wing of the GOP has blocked a necessary debate over defense by putting all of its deterrent hopes in the braggadocio of Donald Trump. The best way to honor the memory of D-Day is to recall the eternal lesson that to preserve the peace, you must prepare for war. And their greater point is exactly as Jack was saying. If you allow evil to get as far as some people are willing to allow it to get, we will have to have another D-Day. And the point is to avoid that.
By the way, that the speech there from Dwight Eisenhower, it's unfortunate, I guess, that his he grew up in Abilene, Kansas, the middle of nowhere, where I happen to be from. Joe and I got together in Salina, Kansas, doing radio, and his birthplace is right outside of Salina in Abilene, and that's where the Dwight D. Eisenhower Library and Museum is. And if you're into World War II stuff, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. If you ever happen to be traveling through on I-70, stop there.
Yeah, great tip. So what you're about to hear is, if you're a super radio freak, you might know the name Bob Trout, legendary CBS newsman in the 1940s. This is June 6, 1944, at 2:05 in the morning, East Coast time, when reports were just filtering in.
CBS World News, Bob Trout speaking. And again, we bring you the available report, all of them from German sources, on what the Berlin radio calls the invasion. There is still no Allied confirmation from any source. Correspondents who rushed to the War Department in Washington soon after the first German broadcast was heard were told that our War Department had no information on the German report. There's been no announcement of any sort from Allied headquarters in London. The first news of the German announcement reached this country at 12:37 a.m. Eastern Wartime. The Associated Press recorded this broadcast and immediately pointed out that it could be one which Allied leaders have warned us to expect from the Germans. Shortly after 1 a.m. Eastern Wartime, the Berlin radio opened its news program with a so-called invasion announcement. Columbia's shortwave listening station here in New York heard the Berlin radio say, and I quote, "Here is a special bulletin. Early this morning, the long-awaited British and American invasion began when paratroops landed in the area of the Somme estuary. The harbor of Le Havre is being fiercely bombarded at the present moment. Naval forces of the German Navy are off the coast fighting with enemy landing vessels. we've just brought you a special bulletin. End of the quotation. That is the invasion announcement as heard from the Berlin radio by Columbia's shortwave listening station. Now here's what Transocean, one of the German news agencies, says, and I quote, early Tuesday morning, landing craft and light warships were observed in the area between the mouth of the Somme and the eastern coast of Normandy. At the same time, paratroops were dropped from numerous aircraft on the northern tip of the Normandy Peninsula. It is believed that these paratroops have been given the task of capturing airfields in order to facilitate the landing of further troops. The harbor of Le Havre is at the moment being bombarded. And, continues the broadcast, German naval forces have engaged enemy landing craft off the coast. The Transocean broadcast, still unconfirmed, concludes this way. The long-expected Anglo-American invasion appears to have begun.
So, if you're interested, we'll post a link at armstrongandgetty.com under Hot Links. There's a couple of hours of that stuff. And thanks very much to various listeners who've sent that in and other things in as well. I just find that so interesting. Kudos to the German media. They nailed it.
Yeah. I was watching some interviews with the author Stephen Ambrose last night preparing for this. And he's written so much good stuff about D-Day. But he was quoting some German soldier who survived D-Day, you know, from the other side of it perspective, as he was, because they were concerned about an Allied invasion, but most of them thought, nah, they can't or they won't. Anyway, he's looking with his binoculars and sees it coming, and basically it was just a holy S, just like, you know, because you've run through the numbers of boats and people and planes and everything that was involved. It's just overwhelming. Can you imagine being an 18-year-old German and maybe not even particularly enthusiastic about defending the Nazi regime, and you're looking out there and you see that coming? Holy
yeah,
crap.
I saw one quote from a German soldier who was defending the coastline that as day broke and the clouds cleared somewhat, it looked like a city was floating toward them on the water.
Yeah, if you
and it was just overwhelming.
If you've never checked out any of the videos, it is it's absolutely stunning from a logistical standpoint, the number of boats and men and everything that was going on at the same time. Just came across an interesting rundown of what it was like to be a paratrooper at this time. Quite harrowing. The people, as you heard in that announcement, that landed first, like right after midnight on June 6th. That and some of your texts on the way. Stay here. Quick question for you. What if you happen to miss this unbelievable radio program?
The answer is easy, friends. Just download our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It's the podcast version of the broadcast show, available anytime, any day, every single podcast platform known to man.
Download it now, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's Better Credit Card at coin.com. That's coign.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Home, came home, went to finish our education, and we went to work.
That's a veteran of D-Day saying, we got home, we finished our education, and we went to work, which leads me into this Stephen Ambrose quote from one of his books about D-Day. I was being fairly cynical earlier about today's generation. Maybe this is my answer. And I quote, "It is the young men born into the false prosperity of the 1920s and brought up in the bitter realities of the Depression of the 30s that this is about." Stephen Ambrose's book about D-Day. "The literature they read as youngsters was anti-war and cynical, portraying patriots as suckers, slackers. None of them wanted to be part of another war. They wanted to be throwing baseballs, not hand grenades, shooting 22s at rabbits, not M1s at other young men. But when the test came, when freedom had to be fought for or abandoned, they fought and they saved the world." That's interesting.
Hmm.
Brought up on literature of people who believe in patriotism are, you know, suckers. Things
The aftermath of World War I Well, the World War One, and then it's the reaction to it. It was a very different war than World War Two. I get the cynicism.
So here's a thread I came across about the paratroopers, which we've mentioned several times today on this 80th anniversary of D-Day. Here's a quick thread on the Americans who parachuted behind enemy lines on D-Day, which is among the most insane things anyone's ever done in military combat. And this was all taken from John Keegan's Six Armies in Normandy. I've read a lot of John Keegan books. I've not read that one. I'll probably will. First of all, it's important to remember that there basically were no parachutists prior to World War II. It was a brand new thing. And the Allies only belatedly figured out the technique with a lot of men dying along the way. The ferocious final briefing on the day before by Colonel Howard Skeets Johnson of the 501st Airborne, which he concluded by whipping out his jump knife, brandishing it above his head and screaming, I swear to you that before tomorrow night, this knife will be buried in the back of the blackest German in Normandy. I assume Wow. That means the evilest German in Normandy.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
That's a way to fire up your troops. Wow. 13,000 parachutists dropped on D-Day. Airdrops required flying at a height of about 600 feet at a very low speed, which made you a sitting duck. Back to the Stephen Ambrose D-Day book, that's one of the things he features in the first chapter, which I think everybody ought to have to read the first chapter at least. This young patriot, great athlete, well-loved in his high school, girlfriend back home waiting for him, I think his wife actually waiting for him to come back home. Anyway, lays out a biography of this guy, trained leader of his parachute group, flying in one of these planes, low and slow, getting ready to jump out. Bullet comes up from underneath and kills him before he even jumps out of the plane. That's what happens to a lot of people. Why did he have so many knives? Because after you jumped out of the low-flying, slow-moving plane with little practice and a bunch of stuff, there was a real chance you'd get tangled in the net and die or be injured. The size and nature of these extraordinary burdens, which nearly doubled a man's weight with the stuff that you had to carry and required for assumption something like the assistance of a knight in armor, which you would receive from esquires, tells us a great deal about the nature of the airborne operations. Within a few years, parachuting would be considered too dangerous and outmoded to be widely used at all, but at this moment, it was the best thing we had. This guy says, oh, did I mention that half of them were zonked out on sleeping pills before they jumped out of their plane with little training and double their body weight and stuff into Nazi-occupied Europe? Because they're having to get to sleep to prepare for the battle. They were on Benadryl, but they ended up, you know, kind of going in the middle of the night. You didn't know when it was going to happen because the weather conditions had to be right, etc. When the order came to jump, you jumped. The whole plane emptied within 10 seconds under heavy anti-aircraft fire. Holy cow, you're flying around slow, getting shot at quicker. Time to jump! Out the door you go. The American parachutists, the parachutes were designed such that as they jumped out of the plane, they were exposed to a 5G force shock that itself could injure you before you even hit the ground. Landing was not a precision science at that time either. Some fell on German landmines, some fell into bogs or swamps and had to cut themselves loose or drown. So imagine this, it's D-Day, you're an 18-year-old from the Midwest, you've never jumped into combat before, and no one really knows how to do it. You're strapped with 100 pounds of gear, sleep-deprived, high in Benadryl, your plane is taking heavy anti-aircraft fire. In that context, you get yanked out of the plane, almost crash-land in a field somewhere in France, cut yourself loose from a death trap, and then look around to see how many Nazis are around you. And the craziest part is, they did.
To quote Andrew Roberts from the National Review, they knew that when they reached the ground, there would be merciless opposition. Some of those whose parachutes got caught in trees were burned alive by flamethrower. They fought in fields and hedgerows lit only by the moon and by tracer fire. What men they were. And then he goes on, how can we not, reading of their actions that extraordinary day, hold our manhood cheap when we contemplate what they attempted and achieved? It makes us wonder how we would have fared had it been our generation that had to liberate Europe from Nazism.
Including a great portion of the quote from St. Crispin's Day, the Shakespeare speech that fired up people for that great battle. Those who are not with us will hold their manhoods cheap and wish that they were with us on this day.
Right.
And that's where the Band of Brothers quote comes from.
Final note from my old friend Mike, the attorney in Chicago. Early in his career, he had the privilege of having a dinner with one of the senior partners who was a D-Day paratrooper. He writes, we were all struck by the way he told the stories very matter-of-factly about what happened that day, particularly that they drifted off course, ended up way behind enemy lines, had no idea where they were. Even so, the theme was, we did what we had to do. And it was so amazing how he told the story, the way one would talk about how they mowed the lawn the night before. He did one of the greatest things ever in the history of mankind, and he talked about it so plainly.
We got a lot more on this. You can text us anytime. I've got to read some of your texts because there have been some really good ones at 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.